This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. La La Land, a musical tribute to LA, dominated the Oscar nominations, picking up 14 nods to tie the record set by Titanic in 1997 and All About Eve in 1950. La La Land was nominated for Best Picture and Best Director for 32-year-old Damien Chazelle. Both of its lead actors, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, were also recognized for their work. La La Land's main competition came from Arrival, an alien invasion thriller, and Moonlight, a drama about a gay man during the crack epidemic in Florida. Both films landed a total of 8 Oscar nominations. In other Oscar news, 3 films were tied for third with 6 nods apiece. Hacksaw Ridge, a bloody World War II drama. Lion, a true story about a man who uses Google to find his long-lost family in India. And Manchester by the Sea, a shattering family tragedy. The film was backed by Amazon Studios and marks the first time that a streaming service has earned a Best Picture nod. The 89th Academy Awards will air on Sunday, February 27th from L.A. Mumbai-born Dinesh D'Souza is taking great pride in receiving 5 Razzie Award nominations for his anti-Hillary Clinton documentary, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. The film is up against Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Zoolander 2 for Worst Movie of the Year at the 37th Golden Raspberry Awards. D'Souza said, quote, "I am quite honored, actually. The vote is a retracted fury at Trump and not even about the film directly," unquote. No, they really thought your movie stunk. In other Trump-related news, Saturday Night Live's role as a source of Trump mocking hit an obstacle when one of the show's writers was suspended indefinitely for a tweet about President Trump's youngest child, 10-year-old Barron. The writer, Katie Ridge, tweeted, "Barron will be this country's first homeschool shooter during the Trump inauguration." Rich's remark about the child stirred up a social media storm, and she was deluged with angry responses, and not just from Trump supporters. Many tweeters call for her to be fired. Rapper and actor Ice Cube's production company, Cube Vision, is entering into a partnership with Calvin Wu's Eight Partners, a Hong Kong media investment company. The deal calls for Eight Partners to become a strategic advisor and investor who fully funds Cube Vision development projects. Cube said, quote, "What is especially exciting to me are the business opportunities in Asia to expand as we realize more success," unquote. Eight Partners' investments include Legendary Pictures, Golden Harvest Entertainment, Prime Focus Double Negative, HMV Digital China, and U.S. software company Zooks. Comedian Steve Harvey is facing a backlash over comments he made about Asian men on his daytime talk show. Harvey joked that women have absolutely zero interest in dating Asian men because, quote, "well, they're Asian," unquote. Restaurateur Eddie Huang took exception and wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times. Huang said, quote, "That's why this Steve Harvey episode is so upsetting. He speaks openly about issues facing the black community, he's a man of God, and he has a huge platform to speak from. For his own personal profit, he's willing to perpetuate the emasculation of Asian men, regardless of how hypocritical it is." ABC TV has given the green light to the pilot for Diablo Cody and Greg Berlanti's Raised by Wolves. The half-hour comedy is based on the British series of the same name. The pilot, written by Cody, centers on Sheila Gable, a single parent and one tough mother. Joining Sheila are her dad and 5 offbeat kids as they try to survive on a shoestring budget in the Midwest. The original UK series was created by Caitlin Moran and her sister Caroline and ran for 2 seasons on Channel 4. TV host and reporter Erin Andrews revealed she battled cervical cancer last year. The good news is that she was told in November that she would not need chemotherapy following the success of 2 surgical procedures. Throughout her ordeal, Andrews performed all of her sideline duties on TV. Andrews said, quote, "Everyone kept telling me, you're so strong for going through all of this, for holding down a job in football, for being the only woman on the crew. Finally, I got to the point where I believed it too. Hey, I have cancer, but I'm strong and I can do this," unquote. Good for her. Paris Jackson spoke at length for the first time about her late father, Michael Jackson, saying that during rehearsals for his comeback performances at London's O2 Arena, he looked exhausted. Jackson said, quote, "AEG Live doesn't treat their performers right. They drain them dry and work them to death." According to the 18-year-old, it's obvious that her dad's death was a murder. "He would drop hints about people being out to get him, that they're gonna kill me one day," unquote. Or maybe it was the drug propofol he was taking. The UK's Royal Mail just announced that they will honor David Bowie with a set of 10 special stamps. It's the first time Royal Mail has dedicated an entire stamp issue to a solo music artist. The only other music artists to have been honored with a dedicated stamp issue are The Beatles in 2010 and Pink Floyd in 2015. 6 of the stamps will feature album covers: Hunky Dory, Aladdin Sane, Heroes, Let's Dance, Earthling, and Black Star. 4 additional stamps will feature Bowie performing live on tours across 4 different decades. So cool. The Trash Bin. A French feminist organization was planning to protest the Caesars, the French equivalent of the Oscars, following Roman Polanski's appointment as president of the ceremony. Well, he decided to step down. Polanski was convicted of drugging and raping a 13-year-old girl at his L.A. home in 1978 and fled the country before he could be sentenced.
The news wrap-up.
The number 2 rideshare company, Lyft, announced it was going global and taking on Uber outside the U.S. Forecasters are predicting Facebook's 2017 sales will rise by 35% to $37.1 billion. In other Facebook news, founder Mark Zuckerberg said he will not run for president in 2020. Fire Emblem becomes the latest Nintendo franchise to get a mobile game.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Split remains number one for a second week.
The number one album.
The Weeknd Star Boy stays on top for a 4th straight week.
The number one app.
It's Minecraft Pocket Edition. Again.
The number one fiction book.
Never Never by James Patterson is the most popular book in the USA.
Drew Taggart and Alex Paul, a.k.a. the Chainsmokers, have already been well represented in our Song of the Week segment, having had 3 massive hits in the U.S. Roses, Don't Let Me Down, and 2016's biggest hit, Closer. The duo's first full-length album will be released later this year, and the first single has just dropped. With some help from Emily Warren, the singer who co-wrote Don't Let Me Down, here are the Chainsmokers with the Song of the Week. Paris.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents. You look so proud, standing there with a frown and a cigarette, posting pictures of yourself on the internet, out on the terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
Let's show them we are. Show them we are. Show them we are. Show them we are.
Let's show them we are better.
We were staying in Paris,
That was The Chainsmokers featuring Emily Warren with the song of the week, Paris. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.